This is Jason Rosidlo reporting for AmericaJR.com, being joined by Crystal of the new country group Taylor Choir. Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Very well. And who came up with the name of the band, Taylor Choir? Okay, your style of music is a little different from others. How would you describe it? Yeah, that's cool. How did you make the transition from playing cover songs to original material?
Well, that's kind of started before I was even in the group. With Better and Vinny really started to notice whenever they were running these college frat party shows, that kind of energy that's created when people know a song and are familiar with the song and you're playing a lot of up-tempo, make fun party songs, they notice that, you know, it's really hard to work an original song into that, because sometimes you'll lose the crowd if you do that. So they started intentionally writing songs, and before we do that, writing these songs that were geared towards that type of crowd, where you could still keep the energy up, it's still was a song that people would catch on to quickly enough that they could still sing along with it and feel like they were still engaging with the music. And it just kind of made a simple transition from being a cover show into an all-original show in Nashville that built kind of its own following out of that.
Okay. And can you explain how the group was discovered by Toby Keith?
Sure. Yeah, apparently Toby kind of heard, there's a good jazz band about Taylor Choir, which is actually how I originally met the boys. I knew the boys for years, Better and Jimmy both, before actually joining the band. And they were getting that really good buzz in town, and they had started doing this original show, and people were talking about it. Well, apparently someone had mentioned it to them. He said, well, I wanted to check them out. And he came into the show one night, last minute, barely caught the last part of one song, and then came back just after that and caught kind of the tail end, and really didn't get to hear very much. So he said, well, hey guys, the redhead at the show, Billy Block, came up and said, hey, Toby's in the back of the bar. We didn't believe him. We were like, yeah, we got to get going. We're good. Now we got to get to work tomorrow. And the boys were like, we're going to load equipment. And Toby was probably just joking because he's kind of known to be a jokester. And he's like, no, really, he's in the back of the bar. And he went to, got into the back of the bar and met Toby. And Toby said, hey, I want to listen to what y'all got. Can you come? I'm going to bring y'all over to this other bar. Can y'all come play a couple of songs? And we went in there and played two or three songs and got encored by a bunch of people that we didn't even know. And played a couple of more songs, and Toby told us that night, don't sound with anybody else, I'm going to talk to you all tomorrow. And we did, and here we are now.
Wow, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
The Hillbilly Hook, what's the story behind that song?
Well, actually, we had a friend named Jason, who is from California, and she was on National Star a few years ago, and she is just a fun, wild child, a great songwriter, a really cool girl. She had gone to a trailer car show one night and approached Big Vinny after the show and said, I have a hook that I need to write with y'all. And she said, I know that I need to write it with you. And so she got together with Vinny and they started writing it, and then Better joined in later. And that was actually one of the first songs I ever sang with the boys. They wrote the song, way before I was ever in the group. They had different people sit in and perform it. And then I started performing it with them. That's kind of what brought me into the group. Back whenever I first jumped on stage with them to start singing with them, was that particular song.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun there.
It was.
You guys are currently working on a debut album, and what can you tell us about that?
Well, we've got a good portion of it completed so far. Not all of it yet, just because Toby's producing it, so we're working around his schedule and the movie schedule and everything else we've got going on. So it's taken a little while to finish it up, but we're hoping to have it out. We'd like to get it out before Christmas, before the first of the year, around November would be ideal. But it's just going to kind of all depend on scheduling. But we've got, four or five songs that are completely out. They're actually out and available digitally right now, the first four. And then the fifth song that we're working on actually just got picked up by NASCAR for the Sprint Series to be a theme song for that as well. So that's already being worked on, getting that completed as quickly as possible.
Okay, and how many songs will be on the album once it's complete? Okay, and how has Sonic Drive-In influenced the band? Has Toby Keith given you any tips or suggestions on how to be successful? Okay, and you guys have been touring on his 2008 Biggest and Baddest Tour. How's that been going?
It's such a blessing to be out there and And really good to see now that we are kind of getting a little bit of exposure with our video on CNT and song on the radio and everything else. We're really starting to see the momentum of people knowing our song, knowing who we are a little bit. Seeing trailer car posters out in the crowd, which is really cool, you know, unsolicited. We're not even asking people necessarily to do it, and they're coming out supporting us. So, I mean, that's amazing. And just getting to learn from the best in the business. You know, Toby is one of the best, if not the best, of what he does. And we get to go and see what he does every night and try to pick up as many tips from the crew and the staff and Toby and learn how to do what he does.
Okay. Where do you guys see yourselves in the next 10 years? Anything else you would like to add? Maybe I forgot. Okay, thanks for your time. We look forward to speaking with you again.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Copyright 2008, AmericaJR.com, Detroit, Michigan, USA.